Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it has been called the greatest show on earth. It takes place every 4 years and it involves a game that can be played in massive stadiums or tarmac or anywhere in the world, really. Already we have people here in Spirit Radio saying, see you now, I'm going to be gone for the next few weeks when it comes to watching the matches. Well, this year it's taking place in 11 Russian cities and involves 32 teams. Unfortunately, not the Republic of Ireland or Northern Ireland. Of course, I'm talking about the FIFA World Cup, which kicked off last night in the Luzhinsky Stadium in Moscow. And to talk to us a little bit about the World Cup 2018, we're with our regular football analyst, Martin Smith. Morning, Martin. How are you?
I'm very well, Wendy. How are you?
Well, do you think it's the greatest show on earth?
I'm slightly biased, so yeah, I think it is.
What makes it so great when you compare it to kind of other football competitions?
Well, it's just the combination of all the nations coming together and playing this tournament where you've got all the best players from all of the countries worldwide who qualified. It is the creme de la creme of football talent on show. And it's always a great spectacle from, you know, the underdog right through to the superpowers who you expect to win, you know, easily. And it's always David and Goliath. It's fantastic.
What's your earliest memory of the World Cup, Martin?
You're just trying to find out what age I am now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing my investigative journalist bit for you.
Well, I tell you, I remember the 1974 World Cup, but my first real memory was 1978, you know, down in Argentina, where it was the ticker tape and every game had, you know, lots of spectacle going on, as you'd expect in South America. And the goalposts were painted slightly differently. There was a black, you know, foot at the bottom of the post that were painted black. And it was just interesting. And I remember, you know, various things that happened over the course of the years in World Cups, you know, goals and stuff for Scotland.
I'll never forget 1994. That's the World Cup I remember.
Yeah, I mean, Ray Houghton, I was fortunate to be in the States at the time.
You're showing off now.
Genuinely, I was out there not for football reasons. It just coincided. I was in North America, in Canada and the States for a period of time. It just happened to coincide. It was just a fluke, really, but it was wonderful. And, you know, when you think back on our history as Ireland, you know, the moments that we've had, Ray Houghton and out in Italy, against Italy in 94, and Paddy Bonner saving, you know, against Romania. And let's not forget David O'Leary has to score, and he did, you know. So lots of good memories.
Right, moving to the 2018 World Cup, tell us a little bit about it, what it runs for, what you reckon the highlights are going to be and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it started yesterday. There's 32 days, so fasten down the hatches. It's football from here until the 15th of July. And the good thing is that the 15th of July is going to be a sports day all round, because it's the men's final in Wimbledon as well on the same day. So it's literally get yourself in front of a telly, you'll sport all day long. 64 games, and there'll be surprises along the way. There always are. There'll always be some good games. I mean, today, Spain versus Portugal, the Iberian Peninsula clash, and, you know, Ronaldo versus some of his teammates. It's going to be great fun.
In terms of just the first match last night, what did you make of it? It was a big win for Russia, of course, who are the hosts.
Yeah. It was an interesting game. I mean, you always expect the first game to be lacking sometimes in entertainment. Well, it wouldn't have set the world alight for entertainment purposes. It was a really good match, you know. Everybody was rooting for the underdog, you know, and to be honest with you, you know, Saudi Arabia did quite well for a period in the game, but the Russians are just strong. They're a bit Germanic in that respect. They're just strong. They grind things out, and like, they're big lads. I mean, that guy they brought on near the end who scored with his first touch, he's huge. So, they're a big, imposing side, and it was good. It was good. I mean,
and Martin, aside from the football, there was, of course, the spectacle of the opening ceremony. Did you see Robbie Williams participating?
I did, and As a footballer, as an ex-footballer, that sort of stuff never really kind of impacts, you know, never really. It's not something like this. Like when World Cup started back when, you know, they didn't have all these big fancy ceremonies, and it's a pop concert for 20 minutes. You know, it was grand, but it's not something that really interests me. I did watch it.
But. In terms of, obviously, it's hard for us because who are we going to support with Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland not being in this year's World Cup? So who will you be flying the flag for?
you get strung up in this country if you say, I'm going to support England. But I'd like to see England. There's a lot of young lads in that team who, like, if they don't do it at this tournament, if they can keep this team together, I think they stand a chance in Euros. But, I mean, most people won't support England. If you're looking for a team, you know, Belgium are always a good value. I think France are good value this time round. So either of those, I would think, go for France or Belgium. And we know a lot of people support Spanish clubs in the country, so there'll be a lot of people.
Questions come in from a listener, Eric, listening to us in Mead, says, Wendy, does Martin think there should be better seeding of teams? Russia and Saudi was so boringly one-sided. It would put you off soccer forever.
Yeah, it's difficult, and it's going to get worse because, like, in the 2026, there's going to be, you know, another batch of teams put in. So it's going to be up to 48 teams or whatever. It's just, it's been driven by the media. And opening games, I always thought the opening game should be the host versus the winners from the last time. I think they should be automatically seeded in the same group and just go from there. But, yeah, the listener is right. I believe they should be seeded differently to make the groups better. They're going to groups of three from the next World Cup, the World Cup after that. It's just going to get crazy.
Okay, so in terms of the teams to look out for and who you reckon will be the overall winner, what is your advice on that?
Okay, well, let's look. We've got the usual superpowers, as we term them. We've got the Germanys, the Spains, Brazils, Argentina, France and Belgium. I mean, they're the guys who you would expect to come through their groups, not easily, but the relative ease they should get through. As you get into the kind of teams to watch and the teams I think you'll enjoy watching, you've got the Croatias, Serbias, Sweden, Senegal. They're the sort of guys I think you should be keeping an eye out. Obviously, we're missing Italy, Netherlands, Chile, USA, Ivory Coast, Ireland. They're not there. As a winner, pick one from Europe, maybe France. Pick one from South America, Brazil, everybody goes for it. But I think France are probably the team that might gel together because they've got a very good front line. I mean, we all talk about, you know, in Premiership terms and Spanish terms, you know, the front three for Barcelona, the front three for Liverpool. But the front three for France, they're an exceptional force. Kylian Mbappe and all of these guys, all young lads, all within, you know, 19 to 24 years of age.
Well, Martin,
I think.
France is the one to go for. Well, it's been great, Martin, to get us a bit of an insight into this year's World Cup, and we'll see you after your football hibernation in 32 days.
Yeah. I'll have a big long beard at that stage.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a million for chatting to us on the programme this morning. That's our football analyst, Martin Smith. Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.